Yeah, I just watched a porno today. It was a porno. What the fuck happens in it? Okay, it was an interracial porno. A white chick and a black dude fucking. It started off with this. It was like those teen porns, like them girls who are like 18 and 19 with no tits and no ass, and they still look like they could be teenagers, and they make them wear like pigtails even though they're like fucking like 23, 24 with no tits in real life. That's what the kind of porno it was. The theme was the chick was selling Girl Scout cookies, you know what I mean? She was slanging some Girl Scout cookies and she ended up in the hood. They went that route with it. The lost in the hood cliche. They doing those interracial pornos. So she's like trying to sell some cookies in the hood, and she runs into this black dude, and he's like, "You know what I mean? I'll buy all your cookies if you give me that, and I'll like help you get home if you give me some pussy." She agreed, and he fucked her. First, of course, he fucked her with the he kept the they kept the skirt on the bitch for a couple fuck scenes, you know what I mean? For like the first two or three positions, she still had her skirt on like they usually do. She had some green socks and a green dress. What else happens in the movie besides, intercourse and fucking dick sucking and pussy eating? She sucked his cock, barely could fit in her mouth, you know what I mean? Before she sucked him off, he whipped out his cock and she act fucking surprised, like, "Oh my God, it's so big." She did that, of course. How cliche is that? She's choking on his cock. She was jacking him off. He ate her pussy. She was like, he was fucking her. They had the camera close up in her face, and I don't know if she was faking it or was really loving it. She was screaming the Lord's name in vain the whole entire time his cock was in her. You know what I mean? She got on top. He fucked her from the back because that's how black dudes like it. The nigga was rocking Timberland boots the entire time he was fucking her. How cliche as well. The dude had grills in his mouth. Looking like a No Limit soldier and shit. I forgot if he had a bandana on or not. He fucked her up the ass. She had no tits. So, he didn't really grab on a whole lot of titty, so what else happened in it? He of course, he fucked her. Was it reverse cowgirl? The white chicks love getting fucked. I think that's like white girls' favorite positions, reverse cowgirl. I think that's their favorite, you know what I mean? Then he got to the ass fucking. After that, he put her up her ass, he fucked her up the ass, he went balls deep in her ass. She was, like great actress because, she was acting like she wasn't in pain with that cock up her ass and shit like that. She must have practiced, probably like fucked herself with a dildo bigger than that black dude's big cock and shit, you know what I mean? Triple the size of a normal cock and shit. Stretched it out a little bit. I bet you their poop just like slides out. Like they don't even have to clench it out, like force it out, it just slides out, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure they gave her an enema like before the fuck that the ass scene fucking scenes, because I think that's what they do so they don't to prevent her from shitting everywhere, getting shit everywhere when they're like getting fucked up their ass. You know what I mean? Cause I'm pretty sure there was times where a dude did that and it just like slid out her ass as he's fucking her up the ass. Ew. But that was the porno, man. And then at the end of the porno, like when like he was about to, you know, jizz in her mouth, the chick whipped out a cookie, took a bite of the cookie, chewed it up a little bit, and then opened her mouth, and a dude nutted in her mouth. So she ate cookie and a man's sperm, man's jizz, at the same time, and washed it down with jizz. She ate a cookie and washed it down with jizz, man. You have to be one sick fucker to, like, do some shit like that on camera, man. I think with some of them chicks, it's like, as long as you don't get it on my hair, you know, in my hair, you know what I mean? You know, because they just probably just got their hair done and shit before the shoot. It's like, don't get it in my hair, you know what I mean? Because I got, like, two more shoots to do after this. You know what I mean? I'm gonna shower up, leave, so I get fucked up the ass a second time for some money. You know, interracial porn, man. You gotta interracial is a very underrated porn genre. You know, they always have like the same cliches. You know, I think I've talked about those cliches. The Lost in the Hood, a white girl who's like an agent for a basketball team, or a real estate agent woman showing a house to like a rapper, you know what I mean? Type of cliche. It always starts out with like those like three. I'm pretty sure there's like two or three more other cliches. You know what I mean? Like that one where I saw with Lisa Ann was getting fucked by those two guys. Like, and I guess she was playing two-on-one basketball with the dudes, and then just got, and they fucked the shit out of her. That was actually a good porno. That's one of those pornos. Lisa Ann's interracial DP, like, when it's, like, her getting gangbang, or, like, the type of pornos you're going to need, like, three napkins for, you know what I mean? Because it's like, man, she does the best interracial, like, shit, you know what I mean? She's one of the best doing. You know who else does good interracials, but with a black chick? Jada Fire. Because I see her fuck white guys more than black dudes, but she does some good interracial. But Lisa Ann, hands down, she does the best interracial, man. She makes it look so fucking awesome. Like, for like a black guy, you know what I mean? To want to fuck a, she makes you want to fuck a white girl, you know? She makes the type of pornos that will fucking like. That would fucking make her like, you know, make a like a slave owner like in the 1800s and shit like that, just like lose his fucking marbles, like, like what the fuck are we watching here? What the fuck is going on? They lose their shit right there. That's the type of fucking porn I would fucking like kidnap a KKK member and tie him down and make him watch. Cause that'd be some funny shit, making a KKK member watch interracial porn, a black dude fuck a white chick. And it can't be just anyone. It has to be like the crazy hardcore shit, like watching a black dude fuck like Ashley Blue, like someone like that doing some fucking pornos. You know what I mean? Like Gianna Michaels does it, and Sarah J. But they don't get disrespected. Like, they don't, they make, like, their interracial stuff is kind of classier. It seems like their porn style is more classier than, like, the crazy bitches that like to get their fucking hair pulled and, like, say the fucking obscene, like, unnecessary racist shit, calling them niggers while they fucking get jizzed on and shit. You know what I mean? They're not like that. I like watching them type of chicks that, like, you know what I mean? that the chicks that completely like that can't stop talking about the guy's dick while they're getting fucked, like they're just like, oh yeah, fuck me with that big black cock, yeah, that big black cock is in me, yeah, I fucking love it, it's better than a white man's cock. Like, I like those type of chicks, those type of porn chicks that do that are just the they have the nasty filthy mouths and shit, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like the ones where it's like, you know, like, oh, I'm cheating on my husband with the gardener, and it's like a black dude instead of a Mexican. And she's like, yeah, give me that black cock. Like, yeah, fuck that. Yeah, fuck that pussy. Fuck that ass, man. Don't fucking show no mercy. Just shove that cock in my ass. Like that shit. I like those type of chicks, like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I love them kind of chicks, man. But that's it.